cup of sorrow.
今天的正道的题目是痛苦的杯。
And the Bible text is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 to 46.
这是我们一起来看这圣经的出处，马太福音二十六章，我们一起来看三十六到四十六节。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Matthew 26, verses 36 to 47.
我们一起来看
46.
我们一起来看马太福音二十六章三十六到四十六节。
And thereafter, I shall invite Pastor to give us God's message today.
请读经员来念这段经文，过后请牧师来为我们证道。
马太福音二十六章三十六节。耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼，就对他们说：你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：我父啊，倘若可行，求你将这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说：我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒那里，对他们说：现在你们仍然睡着安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧，看哪，卖我的人进了。
Matthew 26 verses 36 to 46.Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit here while I go there, over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Verse 40. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy.So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go, here comes my betrayer.
Our brother David described this depression in this way.
我们的 David 弟兄他这么说。
It's like sinking into a bottomless pit.
就好像跌进一个无底坑。
Depression is a frightening. It's a frightening disease.
忧郁症是一个可怕的病症。
But when the Lord Jesus Christ wants to save a person.
但是当我们的主耶稣基督要拯救一个人的时候。
He will not give up saving that person.
他不会放弃拯救这个人。
And nothing is impossible with God.
并且在神无所不能。
How David was rescued from depression.
David 是怎么从这个忧郁症里面得拯救。
And only that, and began a new life.
不但如此，还开始了一个新的生命。
We Christians also had our own problems.
每个基督徒都有自己的问题。
For David, it was depression.
David 来说，他的问题是忧郁症。
For other people, it could be some other kind of a sin that handicaps us.
对于其他人来说，也许是一些罪使到我们受到辖制。
Yet for some others, it could be some insurmountable problems of life.
还有对别人，另外一些人来说，他们人生里面有一些克服不了的问题。
But when God saves, God really saves.
但是当神拯救的时候，他真的拯救。
Today's message is entitled "Cup of Agony."
今天的讲到题目是痛苦的杯。
And in this passage, we gain a rare insight into the inmost thoughts of Jesus.
在这段话里面呢，我们得到一个很难得的机会，来看看我们主的内心的挣扎。
Jesus was fully divine, fully God.
耶稣是一个完全的神。
And he was also a real human being.
但是他也是一个很真的人。
How did a person who is fully God and fully human?
一个人怎么可能是完全的神，又是一个完全的人呢？
How did this person think?
这个人是怎么思考的？
And make decisions in life.
在人生里面去做决定。
We gain a rare insight into Jesus.
这里呢，我们就得到一个难得的机会来看我们的主耶稣的内心世界。
Because when Jesus was on earth,
因为当主耶稣在这个世界的时候，
He had the full nature of God.
他有神完全的属性。
He had the full nature of a human being.
他也是有完全的人性。
And by human being, we mean that he experienced the weaknesses that human beings experience.
那我说他们有完全的人性，是指他也经历到人所经历到的各样的经验。
He can feel tired.
他会感受到疲累。
He can be grieved.
他会感到忧伤。
And he can be discouraged.
他也会感到灰心。
And he feels the weaknesses of human beings.
他感受到人类的软弱。
Because he put aside his divine powers when he was on earth.
因为当他在这个世界的时候，他把他的神性放在一边。
The only difference between he and us is that he did not sin.
他跟我们的差别只是在于他并没有犯罪。
How did Jesus think in his life?
耶稣在他一生里面，他是怎么去思考的？
And during his life on earth, especially now in the Garden of Gethsemane,
耶稣在世界的时候，特别现在在克西马尼园，
Jesus just had observed the feast of the Passover.
耶稣刚刚跟门徒们一起守了逾越节的晚餐。
And we are going to observe the Lord's Supper afterwards.
待会呢，我们也要一起来守圣餐。
Then he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, as was his usual habit.
之后呢，他就到克西马尼园去祷告，这个是他历常的惯例。
And in this Garden of Gethsemane, this passage was situated.
在这个克西马尼园里面呢，就有这段话的记述了。
You can go to Israel today and see the same Garden of Gethsemane.
今天如果你去以色列，你还是可以看到同样的克西马尼园。
It was here around midnight that Jesus prayed at that place.
在这里，耶稣大概是半夜的时候在这里祷告。
As was his past in his past habit.
就好像他过去的习惯那样。
What was Jesus doing in the Garden of Gethsemane? He was praying.
耶稣在克西马尼园做什么？他在祷告。
But what was he praying about?
但是他是为什么来祷告？
He was exerting his strength to bring his will, obey the will of God.
他用使尽了自己的力量、意志去遵行神的意志。
What do I mean by he had to exert strength to bring his will into conformity with God's will?
到底什么意思呢？用力使到自己的意志能够遵行神的意志。
Why must he use strength to obey God?
为什么他得用力去遵守神呢？
To let his will obey the will of God.
让他的意志能够遵行神的意志。
A little boy had a piece of cake.
一个小男孩他有蛋糕。
I love to eat cakes too.
我也很喜欢吃蛋糕。
And he was about to eat his cake, chocolate mousse cake.
他就要咬下去了这块蛋糕。
And then suddenly his father told him.
突然间，他的父亲告诉他。
Say, son, I want you to give this piece of cake to your little brother.
他说，儿子啊，我要你把这块蛋糕给你的小弟。
So he took away his cake.
他就看着这个蛋糕。
He looked at his father.
看着他爸爸。
And he struggled within.
然后内心在挣扎。
I really want to bite into this cake. I love this cake.
我真的要咬下去了，我很喜欢这个蛋糕。
But because I want to obey my father.
但是因为我要听我爸爸的话。
I will put down my own desires.
我会把自己的意志放下来。
I will suppress my desires.
我会压制我的意志。
And bring my will to obey the will of my father.
使到我的意志能够跟我的父亲的旨意吻合。
That's what I meant. Jesus said to exert his will.To obey the will of God.
这就是我的意思了。当我说耶稣需要用力，使到他的意志能够遵行神的意志。
But Jesus obeying the will of God was not about a piece of cake.
但是耶稣要遵行神的意志，并不是那么的简单。
It was about obeying the will of God because and that God wanted him to die on the cross.
不是为了蛋糕的缘故，而是为了要上十字架的缘故。
He had to suppress his will to.Not to suffer.
他要控压制自己的意志，要去面对这个苦难。
And obey the will of God.
要遵行神的旨意。
And that's the reason why he had to exert strength to die on the cross.
这是为什么他要用力来使到自己意志愿意上十字架。
How much strength did he exert?
他用了多少的力
？As we shall see later, to the point of death.
待会我们看他几乎。用力用到要死的地步。
He had to master his every bit of strength in him to obey the will of God.
他要拿出身上每一分的力量来遵行神的旨意。
To the point of death.
直到要死的地步。
But why would Jesus want to do that?
但是为什么耶稣要这么做
？To die for you and me.
来为你和我而死呢
？You mean he doesn't know it's painful?
难道他不知道是痛苦的吗
？You mean he doesn't know that it's A pain that a human being cannot bear.
难道他不知道这个十字架的苦是人们担当不起的吗
？Of course he knows.
当然他知道。
But yet, why did he continue to choose to die for us?
但是为什么他还是继续选择为我们而死
？Now because he loves you and me.
因为他爱你和我。
And as we shall like as I explain later, he must die, then he can save us.
待会我会解释，他必须要先死，他才能够拯救我们。
When we understand the fervent love that Jesus Christ has for us,
当我们了解到主耶稣对我们那种不切的爱
we cannot reject this love.
我们是无法抗拒绝他的爱。
This kind of fervent love, extreme love, we cannot reject.
这种极度迫切的爱是我们拒绝不了的。
Let's look at the text.
我们来看经文。
We shall turn to this ancient book called the Bible.
我们来打开这古老的这本书，叫做圣经。
That is amazingly accurate.
它是出乎意料的准确。
It has been verified to be so accurate by archaeology, by history.
它从考古学、历史学里面都被证实它是准确的。
By science,
科学也是。
It is the most accurate book.
它是一个最准确的书。
We want to look at this ancient book.
我们来看这个古老的书。
Chapter 26, verse 36 reads, Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit down here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him.
36节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。他就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西庇太的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。
For 3 years, Jesus taught the people, healed many, comforted the hearts of people, cared for many people.
在过去的三年，耶稣花了时间来教导众人，来医治很多的人，来安慰他们，来照顾他们。
He was the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
He brought so much healing and comfort to people.
他把医治和安慰带给众人。
And to his disciples too.
也带给他的门徒。
And at this time,Just before he died,
这个时候，在他死之前
，before he was arrested and nailed to the cross,
在他被捕和被钉十字架之前
，he went to the Garden of Gethsemane,
他就来到克西马尼园
，to pray,
来祷告
，and he brought along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, namely James and Peter, James and John.
他也带着彼得还有西庇太的两个儿子，也就是雅各和约翰。
So he brought them along with him to pray.
所以他就带了这些门徒一起去祷告。
And why did he bring these three friends?
为什么他要带这三位朋友？
In this darkest moment of his life, he asked his three friends to accompany him.
在他人生最黑暗的这一刻呢，他叫他这三位朋友来陪伴他。
Why?
为什么？
And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.
他就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
He wanted these three friends to accompany him.
他要这三位朋友来陪伴他。
Because he needed encouragement from his closest disciples.
因为他需要最亲密的门徒从那里得到鼓励。
Peter,John and James.
彼得、约翰和雅各。
Because you're sorrowful and troubled.
因为他是这么的忧伤、难过。
And the 38 emphasizes again, he was sorrow to the point of death.
这里又再次强调，他忧伤几乎要死。
I wonder about sorrow to the point of death.
什么意思呢？忧伤几乎要死。
This is sorrow that he felt in his heart.
意思就是说，他心中所感受到的这个忧伤。
It was almost killing him.
几乎要把他杀了。
It was almost killing him.
几乎要杀死他。
Well, why was it so sorrowful?
为什么是这么的忧伤呢？
What is this sorrow?
到底他忧伤什么？
It was the cup of suffering.
是因为这痛苦的杯。
Or as our message has in the title, cup of agony.
或者就如经文今天讲到的题目，就是痛苦的杯。
It was the cup of agony.
是因为这个痛苦的杯。
But what is this cup of agony?
到底这痛苦的杯是什么？
Verse 39, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
39节，他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
What is this cup of agony?
到底这痛苦的杯是什么？
Is it humiliation when he was nailed on the cross?
是在十字架上被钉的时候那种耻辱吗？
Indeed, when youhung on the cross, it is most shaming, most humiliating.
的确，当一个人被挂在十字架上的时候，是极大的耻辱。
They are almost stripped, to their barest garment or almost naked.
你几乎是赤裸的。
If not naked.
要不是完全赤裸。
And everybody knows that you're on the cross because you are a criminal.
每个人都知道，你之所以在十字架上，是因为你是一个罪犯。
It is just like you committed a crime.
就好比你犯了一个罪。
And then your name is printed in the newspapers.
然后你的名字被印在报章上。
In 联合早报。
在联合早报。
And then in the official Facebook, and in the Facebook.
还有在面部。
And then in the 新民日报 in the minor newspapers.
在各样的大小报章。
Everybody knows about you.
每个人都认识你了。
And then your neighbor, when they see your father and mother,
然后你的邻居，当他们看到你的父母亲的时候
，and they say, "What happened to your son?"
他们就说，你儿子怎么了？
Because during the ancient times, when you are shamed,
因为在古代，如果一个人被羞辱
，it's never an individual thing.
从来不是一个个人的事情。
It was always a communal thing.
它一定是一个社团、一个群体的事情。
So when you are shamed.
所以当一个人被羞辱
Your parents are shamed.
你的父母亲也得到羞辱
Your siblings are shamed.
你的兄弟姐妹也一样被羞辱
So when he was hung on the cross, he was shamed.
所以当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候他被羞辱
And that was the purpose of the cross, to shame you.
这个就是十字架的目的就是来羞辱你
The Roman government invented this way of punishing someone to shame you.
罗马人发明这种惩罚的方式就是来羞辱人
You can feel how Jesus felt. I brought shame on my family members.
你可以感受到耶稣的心情。我羞辱了，我把羞辱带给我的家庭了。
You're almost naked and exposed to everybody.
你几乎是赤裸裸的向众人敞开。
But the cup of suffering is not humiliation.
但是这痛苦的杯并不是耻辱。
Was it the bodily pain at the cross?
还是十字架的痛呢？
Yes, it was very painful when you are hung on the cross.
是的，当一个人被钉在十字架上的时候，是很痛的。
As a Chinese said, has it, 求生不得，求死不能。You want to die, you cannot die. You want to live, yet you cannot live properly.
他的痛就是求生不得，求死不能的那种痛。
Was it painful at the cross? It was very painful.
在十字架上很痛吗？真的很痛。
They nail your hands, to your hands. Nails on your hands.
他把钉子穿过你的手。
And then put your two feet together.
把你双脚合并在一起。
And then punch a long nail into the feet.
然后把一个很长的钉钉进去。
And there is evidence, archaeological findings, where they found such a way of, dying on the cross. They found evidence. They found, such nails.
在十字架上的这种刑罚呢，考古学也发现了这种证据，这样子的一种钉法。
It was a slow death.
它是一个很漫长的死亡。
A very slow and torturous death.
是一个很漫长，可是却是很虐待人的死亡。
A death sentence invented by the Roman people.
这个是罗马人所发明的刑罚的方式。
When the ancient people thought about death on the cross, they shiver.
当古代的人想到十字架上的这个刑罚，他们心里都发颤。
And he was hung on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
耶稣被挂在十字架上，从早上九点到下午三点。
You die slowly and you're tortured slowly.
你是慢慢的死，慢慢的被折磨。
Every effort to breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide takes a lot of effort and is very painful.
要吸进每一口气，呼出每一口气，都是一个极大的痛苦。
But the cup of suffering, agony was not the bodily pain at the cross.
但是这痛苦的杯也不是十字架上的痛。
So what is this cup of suffering, cup of agony?
那到底这是痛苦的杯指的是什么？
It was separation from God, His Father.
它是指的与神的隔绝。
When Jesus hung on the cross,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上
，His Heavenly Father, God the Father,
他的天父父神
，turned His face away from Jesus.
转脸不看他。
Relationship with God the Son and God the Father was broken.
神天父和神圣子之间的关系呢，决裂了。
If you look further down in verses 45 to 46,
如果你在下面的经文四十五章到四十六节，
From noon until three in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About three in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
从午正到升初，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”If you read the accounts, the account of Jesus in the Gospels,
如果你读耶稣在福音书里面的记载
，In the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
四本福音书，马太、马可、路加还有约翰
，You will never find an instance where Jesus complained.
你从来没有看过耶稣在埋怨的。
He was very busy from morning till night. He wakes up very early, sleeps very late at night, past midnight.
他从早到晚，很早起来，很夜睡觉，从早忙到晚。
That's why praying in the Garden of Gethsemane past midnight was his habit.
这就是为什么在午夜的时候在哥西马利园祷告是他的习惯。
So the Bible describes the face of Jesus as the face of an old man.
耶稣的面容呢，圣经就描述说是一个老人的面容。
A very ugly man.
一个很丑陋的面孔
，because he overworked，
因为他操劳过度。
But Jesus never complained。
但是耶稣并没有埋怨。
He had so much work to do。
有这么多的工作。
But he never complained。
但是他从来没有埋怨。
Especially when he was arrested。
特别。
After he was arrested。
特别在他被捕之后。
Before he died。
在他死之前。
He was slapped。
他被人打耳光
，People spat saliva at him，
人家吐唾沫在他脸上
，He was whipped，
他被鞭打
，People put a crown of thorns on his head，
人们把一个荆棘做的冠冕压在他的头上
，But the Bible never recorded for us any complaint，
但是圣经从来没有记载耶稣有埋怨
，Or groaned， 哇 ，very painful，
或者在那边申诉说很疼痛
，There were perhaps groans of pain，
也许有疼痛的这种声音
，But never uttered that。It's very painful, never.
可是他从来没有说很痛，很痛。
But at this time, he cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani."
可是在这一刻，他却喊出，"以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。"
That was in Aramaic, the language used during those times.
这个是亚兰文，是当时候所使用的语言。
He, which meant, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他的意思是，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
At this time, he cried, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani."
在这个时刻，他就呼喊，一粒一粒，拉玛撒巴克大尼。
Which meant, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
This was the only time that he cried out in pain.
只有这一次，他在痛苦中呻喊出来。
Never before once, other than this time.
除了这一次，再也没有下另外一次。
Why?
为什么？
Because at this time,
因为在这个时刻，
and the first time in from eternity past to eternity future.
这也是第一次从永恒亘古以前一直到永恒的未来。
In all of eternity.
在亘古以前到永恒的未来。
This was the only time that the relationship between God the Son Jesus and God the Father, His Heavenly Father.Was broken.
只有这一次，圣子耶稣还有圣父的关系破裂。
Why was this relationship that had been harmonious for billions and trillions of years? Why was it broken?
这么长久以来，这么和谐的关系，为什么会破裂呢？
And he felt that extreme loneliness.
他在这边感受到那极度的孤单。
Because at this time he took up the sins of the world upon himself.
因为在这个时候，他把世界上的罪都担当在自己的身上。
And so he became sin.
所以他就成了罪。
And because he took, he became dirty.
因此他变得肮脏。
Not because he sinned, but because he took our sins upon himself.
并不是因为他犯罪，而是他把我们的罪扛在自己身上。
And so God turned his face away from his son.
所以天父转脸不看他的儿子。
Darkness came into his life.
黑暗进入他的生命。
Darkness that can be felt, a heavy darkness.
这个黑暗可以感受到一个很沉重的黑暗。
Because he became sin in the eyes of God.
因为他在神眼中成了罪。
You know, human beings hardly feel this loneliness.
人们基本上不会感受到这样的孤单。
We sin like anything.
我们是随便随便就犯罪。
And then when we sin, do you know that our relationship with God is broken?
当你知道，你知道吗？当你犯罪的时候，你跟神的关系是破裂的。
But we don't feel it.
可是我们没有感受到。
Because we are so used to the smell of smoke.
因为我们太习惯这个烟的味道了。
So long, long time ago, when I was working on site as an engineer.
很久以前，当我还在一个工地做工程师的时候。
And then I went into a site office, which was a cabin.
我就进入一个工地的办公室。
I said, "What smell is that?"
我就咳嗽，我说这是什么味道
？Because there were many dragons in the cabin.
因为在这个办公室里面呢，有很多条龙。
Everybody was smoking.
每个人都在抽烟。
And then I stayed there for about half an hour.
我在那边停留了半个小时。
And after a little while, I got used to it.
不久之后我就习惯了。
I didn't realize that this cabin, I began not to feel as if this cabin had a cigarette smoke.
我就开始没有再注意到这个房间里面其实有很大的烟味。
Until I went out of the cabin.
一直当我走出这个办公室
，And I say, "Hey, why is the air so fresh today?"
为什么外面的空气今天这么的新鲜呢
？We don't feel the loneliness that comes from God's departure.
我们并没有感受到当神离开我们的时候的那种孤独。
God leaving us because of sin.
神离开我们是因为我们犯罪。
Because we're so used to sin.
因为我们太习惯犯罪了。
But Jesus has never sinned.
但是耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
Whose relationship with God, his Father, was never broken.
他跟天父的关系从来没有破裂。
Was broken at this point in eternity.
但是在永恒里面，就在这一刻，他的关系破裂了。
It was this loneliness that he felt.
是这种孤单他感受到。
That was so painful to him.
使他感觉很痛苦。
It was this cup of suffering that he said, "God, can I not drink it?"
就是这杯痛苦的杯。主耶稣说：“神啊，我可以不喝吗
？”It's not that he was considering disobeying God. No,
并不是说他在考虑不遵行神的旨意。
As we read, he was considering God. Is there another way of saving humankind?
当我们读下去，他的意思是说，有没有另外一个方法可以拯救人类的
？And that was the cup of agony, separation with God.
这个就是这痛苦的杯与神的决离。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
Because he took your sin and my sin upon himself.
因为他把你和我的罪都担当在自己的身上。
And God poured his fury on the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就把他的怒气倾向耶稣基督。
Because sinners must be punished for their sins.
因为罪人必须因为他们的罪而受惩罚。
As a person who commits a crime must go to jail.
一个犯罪的人必须进监牢。
This is called justice.
这个叫做公义。
Jesus took our sins upon himself.
耶稣把我们的罪都放在自己身上。
He was punished for us.
他就为我们承担这个罪的惩罚。
So that you do not need to die.
好像你不用死。
If not, you must die for your own sin.
要不然你必须为自己的罪而死。
It was more painful than death on the cross.
这个比在十字架上的痛还要痛苦。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
It was painful.
是很痛苦。
But as Jesus prayed to God.
但耶稣依然向神祷告。
Jesus prayed to God, not as I will, but as you will.
耶稣祷告神说：“然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
You know, Jesus knows it was painful.
耶稣知道他很痛，这是很痛苦的。
But Jesus says, "I will submit."
但是耶稣说：“我会顺服。”
I will obey.
我会听话。
Jesus has to master his very life to submit.
耶稣需要召集他整个的生命力来顺服。
For Jesus to submit to death, he has to master his every ounce of life to submit.
要耶稣顺服到死亡的地步，他需要整个生命的力量。
And that's why Jesus early on said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
这是为什么耶稣之前就说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
But did Jesus really obey God's will?
但是耶稣是否真心听从神的旨意呢？
Or did Jesus just was forced to die unwillingly? Or did he die willingly for us?
还是耶稣是被逼不甘愿的为我们而死，还是他很甘心甘情愿的为我们而死呢？
Today we want to ask Jesus, "Do you really love me?"
今天我们问耶稣啊，你真的爱我吗？
When you die on the cross, do you die unwillingly? You're forced to die, or did you really?Die willingly for me.
但是当你死在十字架上的时候，你是不甘愿的而死，还是你真的是心甘情愿为我而死呢？
Then I will be convinced whether you truly love me.
那样我才知道你是否真心的爱我。
So we want to investigate the question: Did Jesus die willingly for us?
所以我们要来问问，来查考这个问题的答案：耶稣是不是真的很心甘情愿的为我们而死？
Verse 40. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping.Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.
四十节，来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？”
He got his three friends to ask them to wait here.
他找了他这三位朋友，叫他们在这里等他。
He told them, "Watch with me, support me."
他告诉他们说：“支持我，扶持我，替我警醒。”
Pray to God, ask God to strengthen me.
向神祷告，求主加给我力量。
Accompany me.
陪伴我。
By praying for me,
跟我一起来祷告。
And then he went a little distance to pray.
他就走向前去祷告。
And after he prayed the first time,
他第一次祷告完了。
He returned to the disciples and found them sleeping.
他就回到门徒那里，发现他们睡着了。
Why did he return back to his disciples?
为什么耶稣回到他门徒那里？
Why did he return to his disciples?
为什么他要回到门徒那里？
Prayed one time and then after he prayed one time, he went back to see his disciples. Why?
他祷告了一次，然后现在回来看门徒，为什么？
Because he went back to his disciples, hoping to find support from them.
他回到门徒那里是希望得到他们的安慰。
Hoping to see them praying for them and so be encouraged.
希望看到他们在为他祷告而得着鼓励。
Hoping to see them pray so that he's strengthened.
希望看到他们祷告，好叫他心里得到力量。
Because he needed their company.
因为他需要他们的陪伴。
He needed their prayers.
他需要他们的祷告。
Because he was truly a human being, although he was fully God.
因为他真的是一个人，虽然他也是完全的神。
He was a real human being.
他是一个真实的人。
He was not Superman putting on civilian clothes.
他并不是超人穿上一个平民百姓的衣服。
Outside is human clothes, inside is man of steel. It's not.
外面是平民百姓的衣服，里面是超人的衣服，不是。
Inside and out, he was fully human.
里到外，他是一个人。
He needed the comfort of his friends.
他需要他朋友的安慰。
But his friends were sleeping.
可是他的朋友却睡着了。
Jesus suffers alone.
耶稣独自在受苦。
He didn't get the support of his friend.
他没有得到朋友的支持。
So will he push on and obey God, or will he give up obeying God?
那他会继续的遵行神，还是会放弃呢？
Verse 41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
41节，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Jesus tells them you must pray.
耶稣告诉他们必须祷告。
And dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，Children of God,
神的儿女们
，You have accepted Jesus as your Savior.
你已经接受耶稣做你救主。
But not spared from sinning.
但是你没有不犯罪的这个特权。
When we sin, we feel terrible.
当你犯罪的时候，你感到很难受。
Every time you sin, say, Why did I do that?
每次你都会问，为什么我要犯罪
？Why did I love the world? Why did I love sin?
为什么我要爱世界？为什么我要爱罪
？We struggle with sin.
我们跟罪来挣扎。
But I want to tell you the secret of overcoming temptation and sin.
但是我要告诉你一个得胜试探和罪的秘诀。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，You must live lives that are pleasing to God.
你必须过一个讨神喜悦的人生。
You must keep away from sin.
你必须远离罪。
How can you keep away from sin when we are so weak?
当我们这么软弱，又怎么能够远离罪呢
？You must pray to the Father, and the Father will help you.
你必须向天父来祷告，天父一定会帮助你。
You pray to God the Father, God the Father will help you to overcome sin.
你向神天父来祷告，天父会帮助你来胜过罪。
Christians who don't spend time praying cannot overcome sin.
那些没有花时间祷告的基督徒不能够胜过罪。
But Christians who lock in serious time to pray.
但是那些认真祷告的基督徒。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
You really must experience it for yourself.
你必须自己来经历。
You experience the strength of God to overcome. You say, "Hey, I can do it."
你就经历到神的能力，然后你说，哎，我可以做到。
This is a secret to overcoming sin.
这个是得胜罪的秘诀。
And that's what Jesus did.
这也是耶稣所做的。
He prayed for his Father to strengthen him.
耶稣祷告天父来帮助他
and he overcame sin,
他就胜过罪了
so that he could submit to the will of God to die on the cross
好让他能够顺服神的旨意死在十字架上
Verse 42 He went away a second time and prayed My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it May your will be done When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy
第二次又去祷告说我父啊这杯若不能离开我必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。
Notice the difference when he prayed a second time.
我们留意他第二次的祷告。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成全。
Say God, I know this cup must drink. Let your will be done.
他说：天父，我知道我必须喝这杯，愿你的旨意成全。
Jesus submits to the Father's will.
耶稣顺服神的旨意。
Verse 44, so he left them and went again once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing.
耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。
So he went back and prayed a third time.
所以他第三次回去祷告。
He said the same thing. What do you mean by that?
他说了同样的话，什么意思？
Was the author Matthew just recording what happened?
马太这位作者只是记录所发生的事情吗？
When he records, he said the same thing.
当他记录说，他耶稣讲的话还是跟先前一样。
And the same thing means may your will be done.
这个先前的意思就是愿你的旨意成全。
I must drink this cup. I will do your will to die on the cross.
我必须喝这杯，我必须遵行你的旨意，死在十字架上。
So he said the same thing.
所以他说了同样的话。
So what does it mean?
意思是什么呢
？It means that when Jesus prayed the third time, you can see that Jesus.Was determined to obey the will of God.
所以当耶稣这么祷告第三次的时候，你就可以看到说，耶稣已经很坚定的意志要遵行神的旨意。
His submission to God was unmovable.
他对于神的顺服呢是坚定不移的。
Deep from his heart, he said, "I will obey the will of God."
从心里的深处，他说我会遵行神的旨意。
In other words, Jesus indeed willingly died on the cross.
换句话说，耶稣真的甘愿的死在十字架上。
He willingly died for you.
耶稣很甘愿的为你而死。
Will anybody die for you?
有没有一些人会愿意为你死的呢？
He said, "Perhaps my mother will die for me."
你说，也许我的母亲愿意为我而死。
But 刚好讲了。
但是很难讲啊。
Hard to say, huh?
真的很难讲。
When the time comes.
但是因为当时间来到的时候。
Yes, son, I have another son to take care. You die yourself.
儿子啊，我还有另外一个儿子要照顾，你自己死吧。
But maybe your mother might die for you.
但是也许你的母亲会为你而死。
But your mother died for you because you are her son.
但是你的母亲愿意为你而死，是因为你是她的儿子。
Your mother would not die for your neighbor's son.
你的母亲不会为着你邻居的儿子而死。
Because your mother's love, as much as it is great,
因为你的母亲的爱虽然很伟大
is a selfish love too.
但是还是一个自私的爱。
But you know that Jesus' love is unselfish?
但是你知道吗？耶稣的爱是不一点都不自私的。
He did not die for lovely people.
他并不只是为了可爱的人而死。
He died for you and me, and we know that we are terrible people.
他为了你和我而死，而我们知道我们都是很糟糕的人。
Just because I put on the coat and a necktie, you cannot see my heart.
就因着我穿上大衣打着领带，你却是看不到我的心。
Let me assure you.
让我向你保证。
I just like you commit a lot of sins.
我跟你一样，也犯了很多的罪。
It's a matter of whether you commit more or I commit more.
只是在于你犯的比较多，还是我比较多。
But if I'm older than you are.
但是如果我比你年纪还大。
It's likely that I've committed more sins than you.
很可能我犯的罪比你还多。
We are not lovely people, yet Jesus died for us.
我们都不是可爱的人，但是耶稣却是愿意为我们而死。
He willingly died for you.
他非常甘愿的为你而死。
Not only did he die for you.
不单是他为你而死。
He was determined to die for you.
他也下定心志来为你而死。
He knows that it's very painful.
他知道这会很痛苦。
But he was so determined.
但是他已经下定心志。
He was so determined to die for you.
他已经这么意志的坚定，要为你而死。
That he had to pray to his father, Father, help me so that I can die for them.
直到他向天父祷告，他说：“天父帮助我，好叫我愿意为这些人而死。”
When Jesus loves you, he loves you willingly.
当耶稣爱你的时候，他是心甘情愿的来爱你。
He really loves you.
他真的是爱你的。
Verse 45, then he returned to his disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
于是来到门徒那里对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧。时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看哪，卖我的人进了。
When you read this passage,
当你读这一段话，
Jesus, just now we see that Jesus is willing to die on the cross.
刚才我们就看到耶稣是愿意死在十字架上的。
But this passage is proven by Jesus' action. But his willingness to die on the cross for you is proven by his action.
他的这个意愿呢，接下来用行动来表明出来。
So he says, "Rise, let's go."
他说，起来，我们走吧。
The time has come for me to be arrested and die.
是时候我要被抓，然后死了。
And tells them, "Let's go."
他说：“起来，我们走吧。”
Let's go and die. Not let's go. Let's go. I will die.
他不单只是说我们走吧，他说我们走吧，我要去死了。
He proves his willingness by his action.
他用他的行动来证明他的意愿。
And so we know that Jesus willingly died for you.
所以我们就知道耶稣是心甘情愿为我们而死。
Can you imagine somebody willingly die for you?
你可以想象吗？既然有一个人这么心甘情愿的为你而死。
Somebody actually willingly die for you.
既然有一个人这么愿意为你而死。
When someone gives you his kidney willingly.
当一个人很自愿的把自己的肾脏捐给你。
Every year you buy bak kwa for him.
每一年你都会买肉干给他。
And then you know what we'll say?
然后你知道我怎么回答吗？
He gives you his kidney, give him bak kwa only.
他给你他的肾脏，你确实只是给他的肉干。
That's what Jesus did for us.
耶稣为我们做了这一切。
He did not give us his kidney, he gave us his life.
他并没有把他的肾脏给我们，他把他生命给我们。
Jesus is determined to die for you.
耶稣已经下定心志为你而死。
It tells us Jesus' love is unmovable.
这告诉我们耶稣的爱是不可动摇的。
Nothing can stop him from loving you, from dying for you.
没有任何东西能够拦阻他来爱你，来拦阻他为你而死。
And it tells us a very important truth.
他也告诉我们一个很重要的真理。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒。
Dear non-Christian friends,
亲爱的非基督徒朋友们。
When Jesus is so determined to die for you, it tells us a very important thing.
当耶稣这么下定心志来为你而死，他告诉我们一个很重要真理。
It tells us that when Jesus loves us, he will never give up on you.
他就告诉我们，当耶稣爱我们的时候，他是不会放弃我们的。
Nothing can stop me from loving my people.
没有东西能够拦住我去爱我的子民。
But why must Jesus die?
但是耶稣为什么需要死？
I've talked about it. Let me just recall again.
我刚才已经说了，但是让我再重复一下。
Why did Jesus? Why must Jesus die?
为什么耶稣要死？
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, in Aramaic, which means, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
从午正到深出，遍地都黑暗了。越在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，一粒一粒，拉玛撒巴格大尼。
We have sinned against God.
我们都犯罪得罪神。
We have sinned many sins.
我们犯了很多的罪。
If one day you sin three sins in your thought, word, and deed, three sins.
如果一天你在言语、行为和思想上犯一个罪，犯所以总共三个罪。
One year you sin 3 times 300.
一年你就犯了三百乘以三条罪。
30 years you multiply that.
三十年你再乘一乘。
30 years it comes out to be about 300 sins, 30,000 sins.
就大概有30,000。30,000 的罪。
Do you know how many is 30 sins? Do you know how many is 30 sins?
你知道30个罪是多少吗？
10 fingers cannot count.
10个手指都算不完。
My leg, toes, adding also cannot count.
加上脚趾也算不完。
You know why you cannot count?
你知道为什么算不完吗？
Because you cannot even remember them.
因为你甚至都记不了他们。
You cannot count because you cannot even remember them.
你数不了是因为你记不了。
This is how many sins we sin. Think about it.
你想一想。
God is a holy God. When He sees you sin so many sins until you cannot even remember, do you think He will be angry?
神是一个圣洁的神，当他看到你犯罪犯到都不知道自己犯了多少，难道他不会生气吗？
Of course, He'll be angry.
当然他会生气。
It's no wonder He sends us to hell.
这也难怪他要把我们送到地狱去。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经说罪的工价是死。
Because we sin, we must be punished.
因为我们犯罪，我们也必须被惩罚。
Even in today's, in our country's law.
甚至在今天我们国家的法律里面。
If you commit a crime, you must be punished.
当你犯了一条罪，你也必须受惩罚。
If the police doesn't punish you for crimes.
如果警察没有因为你的罪行而惩罚你。
The police is an irresponsible policeman.
那个警察呢，是一个不负责任的警察。
You understand?
你明白吗？
Because crimes must be punished, sin must be punished.
因为罪行必须受到惩罚，罪恶必须受到惩罚。
There is no such thing as I sin is over because nobody arrests me. It's not over.
不能够说我犯罪然后就不了了之，因为没有人发现，这是不可能的。
So Chinese are very clever. 善有善报，恶有恶报。今世不报，来世必报。If you do good, you'll be retributed with good. If you do evil, you'll be retributed with evil. You are not retributed in this life, you'll be retributed in the next life. That's retribution for sin.
所以罪恶是有后果的。
Why must there be punishment for sin?
所以为什么罪恶要有惩罚呢？
I murder your, a man rapes your sister.
有一个男人强奸了你的的妹妹。
And then, will you say this?
然后你会这么说吗？
The judge sentences him to 10 years imprisonment.
法官判这个人坐十年的监牢。
Then will you say this?
你会这么说？
Hey, judge, don't be so heartless lah.
你说法官，不要这么无情。
You're so unloving.
你这么没有爱心啊。
How can you send him to 10 years of imprisonment?
你怎么可以判他十年坐监牢？
What will you say?
你会怎么说？
10 years only 啊。
十年而已吗？
Hang him lah, let him die lah.
处他死刑吧，让他死。
Even you also understand, sin must be punished.
甚至你自己也认识，罪恶必须受到惩罚。
And that's what the Bible says.
这也是圣经说的。
Your sin must be punished.
你的罪必须受到惩罚。
You cannot do good to compensate for your sin, no?
你不可以用自己的善行来弥补你的恶行。
You think what? You after you've sinned so many sins?
你以为吗？当你犯了这么多的罪
，just give $10 to Salvation Army and your sins are over。
然后就把10块钱捐给救世军，你的罪就完了吗
？So cheap 嘛？
这么便宜你吗
？We know it's not possible。
我们知道这是不可能的。
The good works that we do don't meet God's standard.
我们所做的好事并没有达到神的标准。
In fact, the good things that we do, the Bible describes them as dirty cloth, like the menstrual cloth of a woman in menstruation.
甚至圣经也这么说，我们所做的这些好事呢，也是好像妇女经期的时候所沾染的这个布那样。
Is dirty. It does not meet to God's standard.
就是这么的肮脏，达不到神的要求。
Understand this.
我们要明白。
The good works that you do cannot compensate for your sin.
我们所做的好事不能够弥补我们的罪。
Sin must be punished.
罪恶必须受到惩罚。
You litter on the road.
你在路边抛垃圾。
The policeman arrests you.
警察抓你。
And then you tell the policeman.
然后你告诉警察。
Policeman, please don't arrest me.
警察，不要捉我。
I tell you what.
我告诉你。
I will pick up the cigarette butt I threw.
我会取上这个，我会拿起这个烟蒂，我所丢的烟蒂。
Then I will go over the road over there. There are 10 cigarette butts. I pick up all of them for you.
然后在路的另外一边还有十个烟蒂，我也取上来。
Can you not send me to jail?
你可以不用送我去监牢吗？
What will the policeman say?
警察怎么说呢？
This cigarette butt that you threw, you must pick up.
这个你所丢的烟蒂呢，你自己要取，要捡起来。
You want to pick up that 10 cigarette butts, up to you.
你那边的十个烟蒂，你要捡起来，由你。
But I will still fine you, I will charge you in court or something like that.
但是我还是给你罚单，或者是把你控到法庭去。
My point is this.
我的重点是。
There is no such thing as compensate for your sin. There's no such thing. It's nonsense.
并没有任何的东西能够弥补一个人的罪恶，是没有这样的东西的。
So the question is this.
所以问题就在这里。
You have sinned many sins.
你已经犯了这么多的罪。
Who's going to save you?
有谁能够救你呢？
Someone must die.
有一个人必须要死。
If nobody saves you, you're going to die for your sin.
如果没有人来救你，你自己要因着自己的罪而死。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
We praise God.
我们赞美神。
This sinless person called Jesus Christ has died for your sins.
这个没有罪的人叫做耶稣基督，他已经为你的罪而死了。
He became the scapegoat.
他就成为那个代罪的羔羊。
背了黑锅，替你做了替死鬼 ，so that your sins can be forgiven.
好，叫你的罪能够得到赦免。
And that's the reason why Jesus had to die.
这是为什么耶稣需要死。
He had to be punished in your place.
他必须代替你接受惩罚。
Understand this.
我们要明白这一点。
If no one takes your punishment, you have to take the punishment in hell for yourself.
如果没有替你，没有人替你承担这个惩罚，你自己要在地狱接受这个惩罚。
This law in heaven will not be changed.
这个天上的法律定律是不会改的。
This law in heaven will not be changed.
这个天上的定律是不会改的。
You must pay for your crime.
你必须为这自己的罪行来付代价。
This is called justice.
这个叫做公义。
This is called holiness.
这个叫做圣洁。
That's why God is a holy God who will punish sin.
这是为什么神是个圣洁的神，他要惩罚罪。
We thank God that Jesus Christ has been punished for you.
我们感谢神，耶稣为我们接受惩罚了。
And that's the reason why on the cross he cried out, Eli, Eli.Lama sabachthani.
这是为什么他在十字架上呼喊以利以利拉玛撒巴克大尼。
It was very painful.
是很痛苦。
That's why he cried out in pain for the first time in eternity.
这是在永恒里面第一次他呼喊这句话。
Jesus died for your sins, and your sins are forgiven forever.
耶稣为你的罪死了，你的罪永远得到赦免。
Thank God, you don't need to go to hell.
感谢神，你不用下地狱。
You don't need to be punished anymore.
你再也不用被惩罚了。
Jesus also rose from the dead. He has conquered death.
耶稣也从死里复活，他已经胜过死亡。
And today Jesus will give you eternal life, so that you do not need to fear death anymore.
今天耶稣给你永生，你也不用害怕死亡了。
As long as you have not solved the problem of death, you will never have peace.
只要有一天你的罪、死亡的问题没有得到解决，你是不会享受到平安。
If you have peace, you are not honest.
如果你有平安，其实你是不诚实的。
You do not.You just simply refuse to face the fact.
你就是不愿意面对这个事实。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Jesus has removed the condemnation of your sin.
耶稣已经把你罪恶的这个咒诅把它除掉。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
When you believe in him, you arise from the dead too.
当你相信他的时候， 你也会从死里复活。
Please come on Sunday. I will tell you. I will give you the evidence why Christians believe that Jesus Christ really rose from the dead.
请在来临星期天也来，我会给你一些证据，告诉你为什么我们相信耶稣复活。
You don't have to be forced to believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
你不用被逼来相信耶稣从死里复活。
You don't even have to do it as if only by faith.
你甚至不用凭着信心来相信这个事实。
I will show you the evidence. You'll be convinced.
我会告诉你那个证据。你会被说服的。
Because the evidence is clear.
因为这些证据都很清楚。
It's very good news.
是一个很好的消息。
It's very good news, isn't it?
是好消息，不是吗？
Jesus gives you eternal life. You do not need to fear death anymore.
耶稣给你永恒的生命，你再也不用害怕死亡。
Will anybody, human beings cannot love you forever.
人们不能够永长久的这么样的来爱你。
You know that.Human, the person who loves you, his her love for you is not everlasting.
你知道吗？那个爱你的人，他给你的爱也不是永恒的。
Because today they love you.
因为今天他爱你。
Tomorrow, the mother or the son, your mother or your son may charge you in court.
可是明天，也许你的母亲或你的孩子会把你控上法庭。
You can read that in the newspapers.
你可以在报章上看到。
You may not be charged in court.
你也许不会被控上法庭。
But it tells us something, doesn't it?
但是它告诉我们一个事实。
Human love is so fragile.
人的爱是那么的脆弱。
Little bit of things happen, and then they don't love you anymore.
一点小事发生，他们就不再爱你了。
This is human love.
这个就是人的爱。
That's why human love is not everlasting.
这就是为什么人的爱不是长久的。
Even if they want you to love you forever, they also cannot.
即使他们要永远的爱你，他们也办不到。
Because they will die.
因为他们会死。
When they die, they cannot love you, they don't care for you anymore.
当他们死了之后，他们再也不能够爱你，再也不能够关心你了。
But we thank God, Jesus loves you with an everlasting love.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣以永远的爱来爱我们。
Because he will love the unlovely.
因为他会爱那些不可爱的人。
Even when you make mistakes,
即使你犯错。
Jesus continues to love you fervently.
耶稣还是那么的热心的爱。
Because he loves the unlovely.
因为他爱那些不可爱的人。
And he proved that when he died on the cross for you and me.
他也借着当他死在十字架上来证明这一点。
And Jesus can love you forever.
耶稣可以永远的爱你。
With an everlasting love.
用一个永远的爱来爱你。
Because Jesus is God.
因为耶稣是神。
And not only that, he's determined to love you.
不但如此，他还是下定了决心要爱你的。
他立下心志，他要爱你。He loves you. He is determined to love you.
他是已经下定心志来爱你的。
And when God determines to do something, nothing can stop him.
当神决定做一件事情的时候，没有东西可以拦阻他。
Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
We carry many burdens in life.
人生里面我们带着许多的重担。
Sometimes we cry alone in the room and nobody knows.
有时候我们在房间里面自己独自一个人在哭泣，没有人知道。
Even if we tell the person who loves us about our sorrows,
即使你告诉我你爱的人关于我们自己的忧伤，
that person cannot comfort you, truly comfort you.
那个人也没有办法真正的安慰你。
Because he or she is a human being.
因为他是一个人。
There are many sorrows in life that you have to face alone.
人生里面有许多的苦是自己要独自的承受的。
When you go for chemotherapy for cancer, you have to go for chemotherapy alone.
当你因着癌症要去化疗的时候，你是自己一个人去做化疗。
Your mother or your son or your wife cannot go with you.
你的母亲或者是你的儿子还是你的妻子不能够陪伴你。
We carry many burdens in life.
人生里面我们带着许多的重担。
Life is a burdensome race.
人生真的是一个蛮。重担很多的一个竞赛。
Life is a very difficult race.
人生是一个很困难的竞赛。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
This Almighty God, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
这个全能的神说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to Jesus.
就来到耶稣面前。
Jesus will carry your burdens for you.
耶稣会替你来担当这些重担。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You don't have to do anything to receive eternal life.
你不用做任何的东西来领受这个永生。
you also cannot do anything to deserve eternal life.
你也做不出任何的东西，使到你能够赚取这个永生。
Jesus only wants you to trust him.
耶稣只是要你来信靠他。
Believe in him.
相信他。
He gives you eternal life.
他就给你永生。
Then you will not fear death anymore.
你就不用再害怕死亡。
Death, the fear of death is over.
对死亡的恐惧就过去了。
Jesus knocks at the door.
耶稣在这个门那边敲门。
Jesus knocks at the door of your heart.
耶稣是在你的心门在敲门。
Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me."
耶稣说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Jesus knocks at the door of your heart.
耶稣在你的心门叩门。
Open the door for me.
为我开门吧。
Jesus will not budge into your house.
耶稣并不会闯入你的家。
There is no handle on his side.
在门外并没有这个开门的这个门锁。
The handle is inside your house only.
这个开门的门柄呢，只在你屋子里边。
Only you can open the door for Jesus.
只有你自己可以为耶稣开门。
Because Jesus will never ram and budge into your life.
因为耶稣从来不会这样子横冲直撞进入你的家。
If you tell Jesus, I don't want you.
如果你告诉耶稣我不要你。
Go away, go away.
走开吧，走开吧。
Jesus will not budge into your house.
耶稣并不会冲入你的家。
But if you open the door of your life,
但是如果你打开你生命的门，
and you tell Jesus, Jesus, I welcome you.
然后你告诉耶稣，耶稣，我欢迎你。
Then Jesus promises you, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Jesus will be your very good friend.
耶稣就答应你，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。耶稣要成为你的好朋友。
Will you open the door of your life to Jesus?
你愿意为耶稣打开你的生命的门吗？
Jesus wants to come into your life.
耶稣要进入你的生命。
Forgive you your sins.
赦免你的罪。
Give you eternal life.
给你永恒的生命。
Give you heaven.
给你天堂。
Accompany you through life.
一生陪伴你。
Walk with you.
跟你一起走。
Comfort you.
安慰你。
Carry your burdens for you.
为你担当重担。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Will you open the door of your life to him?
你愿意为他打开你的生命的门吗？
Today I urge you accept Jesus as your savior.
今天我呼吁你来相信耶稣，接受耶稣为你的救主。
He will forgive you your sins and give you eternal life.
他会赦免你的罪，给你永恒的生命。
If you want to believe Jesus today,
今天如果你要相信耶稣，
I urge you,
我呼吁你，
seize this opportunity.
把握这个机会。
Carpe diem in Latin means seize the opportunity.
把握这个机会。
Don't let this opportunity slip by you.
不要让这个机会流失了。
It may not come again.
它可能不会再来的。
Seize this opportunity.
抓紧这个机会。
Begin a new life with God.
从跟神一起开始一个新的生命。
Let Jesus walk life with you.
让耶稣跟你一起走你的人生。
If you are willing to accept Jesus as your Savior,
如果你愿意接受耶稣为你的救主，
That means you want to be a Christian.
也就是说，你愿意做基督徒，
you want to be a child of God.
你愿意成为神的儿女。
You can pray this prayer.
你可以这么祷告。
You can pray in this manner.
你可以这样来祷告。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I'm willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you.Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen means yes, I agree. 主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你。求你赦免我的罪，我愿你转离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去罪在我生命中的管辖的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦灭亡，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我， 成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。阿们的意思就是说呢，所祷告才是真实的。Does this prayer express the desire of your heart?
这个祷告是否是你的心意呢？
Is this what your heart wants?
是你心所要的吗？
That, Lord, I want to have a new life.
就是说，主啊，我要有一个新的生命。
I want Jesus to be my God, my Savior.
我要耶稣做我的生命主宰和救主。
I want eternal life.
我要永远的生命。
I want real peace.
我要真正的平安。
I want my sins to be washed away.
我要我的罪被洁净。
I don't want to die in sin.
我不要死在罪恶里面。
I don't want to go to hell.
我不要去地狱。
Is this prayer your prayer?
这个祷告是你的祷告吗？
If this is the desire of your heart,
如果这个是你的心愿，
and you want to pray,
然后你要这么祷告，
to believe in Jesus,
来相信耶稣，
I will teach you how to pray.
我会教你怎么祷告。
I urge you come and believe in Jesus today.
我呼吁你今天就来相信耶稣。
And you experience Jesus for yourself.
你自己来经历耶稣。
I request that we all bow down our heads, close our eyes.
我这里要求我们每个人都闭上眼睛，然后低下头。
It is not a religious rite, a ritual. It's not a religious ritual.
这个并不是宗教仪式。
I request you to close your eyes so that people don't distract you, you don't distract people.
我请求你闭上眼睛，好让别人不会搅扰你，你也不会搅扰别人。
Today, if God is speaking to you,
今天如果神在向你说话，
if God is speaking to you,
如果神在向你说话，
this is what I want in life.
这个是我一生所要的。
I need Jesus, I want Jesus.
我需要耶稣，我要耶稣。
I want eternal life.
我要永远的生命。
I don't want to die in hell.
我不要死在地狱。
I want real life.
我要真正的人生。
Abundant life.
丰盛的生命。
Real peace.
真正的平安。
I want Jesus to walk life with me.
我要耶稣陪我走人生。
I want heaven.
我要天堂。
If you want to believe in Jesus as your Savior today,
如果今天你要来相信耶稣作为你的救主，
I'll pray this prayer with you.
我会跟你一起来做这个祷告。
I'll pray one sentence.
我祷告一句话。
And you can repeat after me.
你就可以重复我的这一句话。
I will pray one sentence. You can repeat after me.
我祷告一句话，然后你重复我这一句话。
I'll pray in English first. Then I will. 过后呢，我就会我先用英文来祷告。过后呢，我就用中文来祷告。我先用英文来祷告。I'll pray in English first. Today, if you want to believe in Jesus, please pray with me.
今天如果你要相信耶稣，请跟牧师一起来祷告。
I'm going to begin now. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins.I am willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you.Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 我现在用中文来祷告。如果你要接受耶稣作为你个人的救主，要成为一个基督徒神的儿女，我呼吁你今天来接受耶稣。我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告。我要开始祷告了。主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语、 和行为上得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪，我愿意远离罪，因为你恨罪，求你除去罪在我生命中的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。